Can you handle the truth? You probably remember the line from the 1992 movie A Few Good Men, in which Jack Nicholson's character Colonel Jessup screams at Tom Cruise's character Lieutenant Caffey, "You can't handle the truth." It's worked its way into the American culture without much thought to how prescient this message is. I was reminded of this while reading the 9th chapter of John. Jesus had just healed a blind beggar, and the Pharisees have the beggar in for questioning a second time because they didn't believe him the first time, even after his parents confirmed that he had been born blind. But being afraid of the religious leaders and the threat of being thrown out of the synagogue, the parents weaseled out of giving credit to Jesus. So the son is subjected to insinuations of his veracity. And like Colonel Jessup, he's becoming frustrated. So he says, "I told you already, and did you not listen? Why do you want to hear it again? You don't want to become one of his disciples too, do you?" John 9:27. But here's the thing about truth, especially when it conflicts with our preconceived beliefs. It's a direct hit on our pride. And like Colonel Jessup's assumption that Lieutenant Caffey couldn't handle the truth, neither could the Pharisees. They chose to defend their pride with this comment: "You were born entirely in sins, and are you teaching us?" Verse 34. Being on the receiving end of a truth-empowered word, whether from our spouse, our boss, our child, or someone we don't like or respect, our pride is hurt. We're embarrassed, we feel shame, and maybe even anger at the messenger. We've all heard the phrase, "Don't shoot the messenger." But pride and anger don't mix well, and that's exactly how we feel. If we're the messenger and don't want to be shot, we are to, quote, "speak the truth in love," Ephesians 4:15. Do we always do that? Or could our delivery use a little softening? Not the message, the delivery. Have you ever wondered why so many in public office today are offended by the truth? The Bible lays it out pretty clearly in 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. "And with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth but took pleasure in wickedness." Rejecting God's truth does have eternal consequences. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free," John 8:32. Well, just what truth should we embrace? Here's a 30,000-foot view. And if nobody has told you this before, either they don't love you enough, or they need this message too. Remember, don't shoot the messenger. There is a God. God hates sin. You sin. Sin separates you from God, and sin causes eternal death. But God loves you anyway, and sent his son Jesus to die for your sin. God's gift of salvation is free, but pride keeps us from accepting this gift. Is there anything else? Yeah, lots. But you don't get the rest of it until after you walk through the door to salvation. When you've come to Jesus in humility, told God you agree with him that you are a sinner and can't save yourself, and ask for his mercy. When you do that, your future in heaven with Jesus and all who have taken these words to heart will be beyond imagination. But here's the thing. Old habits die hard, and you've got an enemy, the devil, who hates God and his children and will do everything he can to dissuade you and lie to you to keep you out of heaven. If this has piqued your interest, spend some time browsing around this site and go to the menu tab, Steps to Salvation, for a more detailed presentation of the truth you're seeking. Thanks for visiting, and we hope to see you back here again soon.